Let the band play.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy lately. Yeah, I've been getting paper. Made a hole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major. I just set a new set of poles.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Future of NFT Podcast, the most efficient and realest podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared. Today, we're going to be talking about Instagram shutting down NFTs and the Sesame Street NFTs. So let's go and start with Instagram. So this is kind of interesting. It is interesting, but it's not. I'm not that surprised. So when Instagram first said they were going to release NFTs, I was like, oh shit, right? Because everybody's on these platforms, Instagram, Facebook. Facebook is a little bit for older people. Huh? But anyway, so a lot of people are on Instagram. I just feel like, or I thought, again, initially that this was going to be not necessarily even like a bull run, but I think it was going to spark that interest in, I guess, consumers, I could say. Because I thought creators, I'll just use that as an example, like maybe like, I'm just trying to think off the top of my head, like, I guess like Travis Scott. I know he's like a big creator, right? So like Travis Scott, right? He is able to showcase his digital collectibles, NFTs, on his Instagram profile. I thought people that followed Travis Scott would be like, oh shit, what does he collect or whatever. They'd get more interested. They'd be like, oh shit, what is NFTs? Or, you know what I'm saying? Go down the rabbit hole, whole thing, right? So now that Instagram is, quote, shutting down NFTs. Hold on, let me actually go ahead and read the headlines. Because we fucking know how it works with NFTs. When there's something good, I guess, that you could say happens with NFTs, it's kind of like, oh, hey, like, this is happening with NFTs. When there's something bad, it's like everybody and their fucking mom wants to come out and just scream about it, right? When it's something bad with NFTs. So it's like, you just know the headlines are just fucking waiting at their computer to type some bad shit about NFTs. So with this one, I thought this was funny. So some of the headlines, it's over for NFTs on Instagram and Facebook. Next headline. Facebook, Instagram abruptly pulls the plug on NFTs, leaving artists disappointed. Next one. Why Meta is calling it quits on support for NFT in both Facebook and Instagram. Next headline. Meta winding down support for NFTs on Facebook. Basically, the next headline. Meta killing, Meta fucking killing and destroying and fucking just murdering NFTs on their, like, you know how it works with these headlines. You know how they are. They're super dramatic. And again, by the way, if anyone wants me to create headlines for them, like, let me know, reach out. Like, I'll do it. So those were the headlines. Fucking everyone was just going crazy about Instagram, like, shutting down NFTs or whatever. Again, it didn't really hit like that in the first place. So I don't even think it was necessarily something that was so crazy or so impactful to NFTs. Like, I don't know. I don't even think, again, Instagram came out with NFTs on their platform, nobody even really gave a fuck, right? It was kind of like, eh, cool, like, eh, whatever. But, yeah, no one really gave a fuck. So it's not really a big deal that they're, I guess, shutting down. What I am super confident in is Mark Zuckerberg. I heard something. I believe it was Zuckerberg. I think he's creating a new decentralized platform. I think that's what we need, is like a new platform, like something we're excited about, something that's cool, something that's different, right? I think people are already over Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, right? Like, again, the old heads, 70 plus, are still going to be rocking with Facebook because it's like all they know. It's just like, you know, like old family, and it's just easier to use for them. It's just what it is, right? But, and actually, real quick, actually, let's talk about this. So I think it's actually cool, like, older folk getting on TikTok too. Like, I think it's just interesting. I think the fast, like, the quick, the just seeing a video, like, that's literally what Facebook almost turned into. Like, Facebook, basically, all these platforms are, again, trying to literally replicate exactly what TikTok is doing. Scroll, look, scroll, video, scroll, video, scroll, video, ad. Scroll, 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 ad. Scroll, 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 ad. Like, that's just how it is, right? So I think it's just super interesting. I'm excited to see what new platform comes out or whatever. But again, this news about Meta shutting down NFTs or whatever, it's really not that big of a deal. Again, when there's a new platform or whatever the fuck, it's just... Mark Zuckerberg literally transitioned Facebook, right, to Meta, right? Focusing literally on the metaverse, like all this type of digital digital collectible. It's just digital, right? Just super, just more digital. So I don't think at all even close that NFTs are dead or gone. And again, that's not me trying to be like fucking super optimistic or just super like just trying to keep it alive. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, it's just, that's just what I see. Again, I still truly like, after all this shit, just whatever, I still like just so deep down believe 1,000,000,000%. Like, again, kids will want to own their shit digitally. That's just absolutely it. So again, nobody can tell me different, no matter what headline or whatever the fuck. But yeah, again, you already know the headline's going fucking crazy. So that's interesting. Now I want to go ahead and talk about the Sesame Street NFTs. This one was, it just really goes to show you how early. Again, we always say that and it sounds annoying at this point. Yes, we're fucking early. Yes, we know. But no, literally, like, it really is. Like, the knowledge for the normies is not there yet. Like, it's just what it is. Again, if you listen to this podcast, if you're into NFTs, you're into just the trends, the tech trends, you have to understand that you are fucking just so, you're way early. Again, it sounds annoying at this point. Like, yes, we're so fucking early, but like, for real, like, it's really so early again. And you can tell just by the, by reading not only the headline, but again, you go through the article and you read some of the quotes why people are dismissing NFTs. And really, it's super, it's not even like I'm not even like, oh, this lady's fucking stupid. She doesn't know, like, whatever. It's nothing even like that. It's literally just like, no, like, I understand that this lady just, or whoever, right, just still doesn't understand, like, the point of NFTs. So, like, people were talking about the Sesame Street NFTs, right? They came out with, I believe it was like 6,000 something or 5,000, something like that. And the people were saying, oh, this goes against everything Sesame Street believes in. This is not Sesame Street-like. This is just a cash grab. This is... And so, in one perspective, when you don't understand really shit about NFTs, it seems like that. When you don't really understand the tech, when you don't really understand like what they're trying to do on the collectible side, it seems like, oh, it's just a cash grab. It's just, because again, to everybody, go fuck, I'm telling you, well, here, you're listening to this podcast right now, go walk outside, then fucking normie next to you, the guy that's just walking out fucking to the gas station with his coffee, they don't know shit about NFT. It's just, they don't know anything about NFTs. And again, if they do, they maybe just think it's just like a fucking, oh, it's just like, yeah, it's just a digital picture, whatever, right? Again, there's so many more use cases with NFTs. And again, we don't have to sit there and explain them right now, but it's really, it's hard for people to understand that a lot of these brands, these creators are again getting into the digital space. Like it's seems mind-blowing to a lot of like just like I guess like the regular like just Joe Schmo, right? Like it doesn't make sense. But again, when you understand collectible side, it's a little bit different. So again, if you love Sesame Street, right, you don't give a shit what they put out. You don't care about what they put out, right? Whatever Sesame, if you're like an avid collector, an avid fan, you're just fucking Sesame Street for life, right? When Sesame Street comes out with these collectibles, again, you want to own a piece of Sesame Street no matter way you, however you can get your hands on it, right? If it's actually a physical collectible, if it's a digital collectible, if it's whatever the fuck, right? So just say fucking Sesame Street, I guess, not even goes out of business, but the brand doesn't put out anything else. And you have this last 5,000 set of fucking NFTs, whatever. You own one, right? The crazy part is I think that a lot of normies don't understand the actual, like, the physical utility aspect. They keep it just digital. And again, you can keep an NFT project as just digital, right, where you don't necessarily do something in real life, right, where it's like real life utility or whatever. But again, it's so early. How do you know in 20 years, in 10 years, in 1 year, Sesame Street isn't says, hey, if you own one of these NFTs, come to a Sesame Street set, or come to our museum that we're opening up, or come do this, or come do whatever the fuck if you own one of these Sesame Street NFTs. So I think that's one of those, it's just a disconnect. They can't even blame a normie. They just don't understand. They just don't really get that there could be utility added at any point in fucking 50 years. Sesame Street could say, hey, you own this, you held on to this collectible, you were one of the first people to buy it, to, I guess, invest, or not even necessarily invest, just to buy into our brand, or just collect our drop, right, our first drop. You get this, or you can be a part of this, or you get exclusive access to this. So how do you know that if you buy this digital collectible that you don't get a physical collectible? How do you know Sesame Street in 3 years says, hey, we're actually sending everyone that owns this NFT a physical collectible? Right. So I think, again, that's just the basics, right, of NFTs. Right. So I think the normie just doesn't understand that aspect. Right. If they think it's just all digital, which, it, again, it can be, you can, cl- That's it right there. It's like, you can collect digital items, right? And it could be just stay digital. You don't get anything physical. That is completely okay, and that's completely normal. It still just baffles people's brains still. Even at this point, yes, that, again, the kids that set the trends, is why I said it earlier, are already owning digital assets. They want this stuff. They want to trade it across all their different platforms. They want to flex it. They want to own it. They want to own their shit. They want to own their skin. So, yes, it is a little bit weird, but it's just what it fucking is. Like, it's weird to the normie, right? It's just weird. So, again, like, I understand both sides. I don't, like, even try to say, like, oh, fuck you. You don't know about NFTs. You don't. It's just what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? You kind of just kind of break it down and explain them. Because I guarantee if I were to sit down with that person that was dissing the NFTs, the Sesame Street NFTs, I could easily walk them through, talk them through why, hey, this is actually, like, I see where you, I understand why you think it's a cash grab, why you think it's just a quick little buck that they're trying to make, but hey, think about this for the brand, think about this for the collector, someone that just fucking loves Sesame Street. These are all the different possibilities that you can do, or these are just all the different things that you can, utility you can add to these NFTs at any point. So I think once you explain that to people, then it's kind of more of like a, oh, okay, no, that makes sense. Oh, I didn't know that. And that's the usual answer right there. Oh, I didn't know that you could do that. And so again, it's really just lack of knowledge here. Like that's really it. It's just lack of knowledge. Other people in the comments, fucking ignorant. Other people were like, fuck this ignorant guy. He doesn't know shit about NFTs. And it's like, sure, you could say that. But again, most people don't at this point. It's just what it is. So anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap it up here. Again, I want to hear your thoughts about all this shit. Like, it's just all interesting to me. I haven't talked about the Silicon Valley Bank, SVB, I don't even want to talk about it because I want to have someone else talk about it. Like, someone that's just a fucking giga brain in this shit to talk about it. I don't want to act like I know about crypto and money and all this fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want an expert to come and talk about that. And that's basically it. So I'm not gonna be talking about that in detail at all. But that is the end of today's episode. Again, reach out to me, email me, let me know what you think of this episode. I want to hear your thoughts. Like, what do you think about all this shit? What do you see going on? Again, the whole bank collapse. What do you think? I love, again, all the thoughts, the opinions, whatever. So let me know. If you want to reach out to me on Instagram, it's going to be Future of NFT. On Twitter, it's going to be THEEJARROD. And if you want to leave a voice message, the link is in the show notes below. Alternatively, my email is down there. I hope everyone is enjoying their week so far. I actually got my foot on, not my big toe, but like the two little toes right next to the big foot. I think the doctor was saying like the metatarsal or some shit. I'm actually wearing this big ass boot right now. I'm wearing this big ass leg boot, so I'm just kind of walking around with this thing. It feels like, just feels fucking goofy. Again, I was trying to ask the doctor, like, bro, we don't have anything more stylish than this. And he's just like, nope. I'm just like, okay, well, I guess I'll just rock with this big ass boot. But yeah, so I'm just walking around Austin, Texas with this boot. It's a little chilly out here. But no, everything's good. I can't complain. It's just interesting seeing all this NFT shit. Like, it just seems like the NFT world's on fucking fire right now. A lot of shit is just going down. Like, shit is popping off. Like, shit is just going down. So it's exciting shit. But yeah, so that is the end of today's episode. I will see you on the next one. Peace. Yeah, I'm a 90s baby. Lately, I've been going crazy. I've been going crazy lately. I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, yeah. I've been getting paper. Made a hole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major. I just set a new set of foes on a new Mercedes. Bitch trying to have my...